Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Oh, yeah. I was watching one of the channels had MTV2 had a nonstop Key and Peele's yesterday. Huh? And that was such a great show. And so I'm watching a couple episodes, and there's right at the end of that, they're always in a car together just talking. The show ends with them just two in a car talking. Talking, I don't know if it's scripted or not. I'm sure there's an outline to it. They're pretty funny. But the one guy was talking about working as a barista. I just had my second cup of coffee here this morning. And he goes, you'd think it'd be fun because when you're young, you work at a barista. He goes, but people come in there and haven't had their morning coffee yet. He goes, because everybody's a prick.
Yeah.
And he's right. Because you're not, when you walk in there, you want a coffee. And if you're working in the morning as a barista, I'm sure they can check in. You walk in, people walking in are going, and they're not friendly because they haven't had their damn coffee yet.
Because they think they have a damn excuse.
That's true.
Everybody expects me to be nice before or after I get coffee, but no one does beforehand.
Well, we're definitely.
So I don't have to be. Yes, you do. You're still an ass.
We're not nice before our coffee.
I don't see you before then.
And we're not. Well, we're kind of quiet.
I do see you after then, and my God, I'd hate to see you before then.
You don't want to be here earlier than that, no. We're all kind of, and then we kind of go, and somebody mentions the first word, and that's about it.
I don't think I'm bitchy before my coffee. I'm just a little more quiet.
Yeah.
That's
so,
fine.
So do people magically turn into happy folks?
No.
They've had a sip of coffee?
No, they're bearable.
Craig's right. Really? Craig's right. It's a total cop-out.
It is.
It's an excuse to be a jerk.
Oh, yeah.
No, I haven't had my coffee yet.
As a barista, yeah, I'm sure it is, but I'm, you know.
Now, you can be a nice person without coffee in your system. You just choose not to be.
But coffee helps. Not the nice part. It just wakes you up, makes you feel somewhat normal.
But if you keep telling yourself
at our hours
that I'm just a big jerk before my coffee, eventually that mindset just gets ingrained in you.
I make coffee
at
home.
So you are a jerk. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
I make coffee at home before I leave. And if I was I don't talk to anybody when I'm walking around because nobody's awake. Because I don't think I'd be that friendly at 4 in the morning.
But like on the weekends, there's days I go with.
Oh, but I drink coffee. I'll drink one cup on the weekend.
Yeah, I don't drink much on the weekends.
See, I drink more on the weekends.
Yeah, you mentioned you drink more.
I drink like a whole pot on the weekends, and here I just have one cup every morning.
And if you have a chance to run into me on the weekend, you'll know I'm the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah.
Coffee or not.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen it.
Yeah, that's what I found.
That's a lie. Craig's lying, not you.
All right, let's get into this guy's train counseling.
Okay.
Because I'm sure a lot of people are going through this. He's talking about his...
read the whole thing.
Mother-in-law?
That's his mom.
Right. He needed some train counseling. My mother, an ultra-conservative evangelical, and my brother are both Trump supporters. My mother still supports him. Constant Fox News viewer, 86, assisted living. Not long for this world. I know she's a lost cause. My brother, however, might still be able to see the light. We rarely discuss politics because of my liberal, sinful ways, but can occasionally get into some thoughtful discussions. The pandemic and resulting quarantine has pushed him to the edge. He's posting the conspiracies from the pandemic to Bill Gates' mind population control. I'm at a loss at how to approach him short of calling him an asshat. I don't want to block or mute him on social media, but the crap he's spewing is unreal. Give me something. I'm praying to you, Reverend Evans. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Love the show.
Craig, take the lead here.
Pro-choice down.
Well, I'll tell you what I think. Just don't talk to him for a while. because I've noticed, I guess I don't really have anybody close to me that's lost. I have some cousins, but, you know, they're cousins that I don't see, and we were close at one point when we were younger, so I really don't talk to them, and I do mute them on social media, but I don't have anybody close to me that's overboard.
I've got some family that are, you know, close to fitting that category.
But I also don't see my immediate family back east, but I know what you're talking about. But I also notice this, before it's always yelling at the left or yelling at the Trumpers. I don't like to call them the right. I like to call them Trumpers, because there are a lot of people on the right that knows he's unfit. I know a few of those. But I've noticed, I got a good friend of mine, and a brother and a sister, and they have another brother, and that guy went off the deep end a couple years back, and he was the one who was more aggressive towards them. So it can be both ways. He was saying, you know, calling them libtards and just hammering them big.
It certainly
and
works both
I'm sure
ways.
I'm sure it's worse now because, you know, he's probably out running around with no mask on.
But if this is
this is in Pennsylvania.
Right, a Facebook situation, you can go to the unfollow. You can unfollow somebody, and that doesn't mean you're muting them or unfriending them. You're just not seeing their news feed.
Right,
so
exactly.
That's what I've done to any
number
of people.
That guy, to let us know, is he stuck in a physical situation with his brother? Like, does he see him in person a lot?
Yeah.
Because dealing with that would just drive you crazy, because there are days you don't need to talk politics with somebody if it's just you two sitting around.
No, but you just...
But I've heard that, yeah.
You just get on edge knowing that it might come up.
Oh, I know.
When you're around him.
I know. And I realize you can't avoid everybody, but you can also choose to hang out with people that, you know, you like to. But it's a brother. I get it. Yeah.
At Psychology Today, they had an article written by Dr. Joe Pierre. He was a gentleman who appears as an expert in a documentary about flat earthers. He is not on the flat earth side.
Good.
No, he's just a psychologist. Delving into why people buy into these conspiracy theories.
There's that, but the question, actually, he actually answers the question that was just asked about how to deal with these people that feel a different way.
And berating them doesn't work.
And berating them helps you momentarily.
Right, I saw that.
Yeah,
I did, it helps
but not in the long run.
Not in the long run, it doesn't help you, and it certainly hurts your cause.
Well, if you're not friends with them at all,
it still hurts your cause.
I just get rid of them. I don't
it still hurts your cause.
Yeah, calling people names, they're not going to say, "Oh, you're
good
right.
Point.
I've seen the error of my ways, and I'll change now." That doesn't work.
Doesn't make
so
you
this
feel
guy,
I'm not trying to convince anybody.
Why not?
Because I don't even know these people. I'm talking about my family or friends are different. I don't really hang out. I'm lucky that way. But if people I don't know on Facebook, I don't really know what. I don't care what they think.
Dr. Joe says listening is usually the best place to start. He said the greatest potential is with people who are trying to resolve the disparities, actually trying to resolve the disparities between mainstream scientific knowledge and then what they're seeing on the social media.
Okay, but they don't express that.
One side is right, though, Craig.
Right.
I mean, so you can't...
No one's saying that.
I know, I'm just saying, but you can't let people, well, that's just my
you
opinion.
You have to listen.
I know, but they'll say it's my opinion that this stuff is, this fake stuff is real, and that harms everybody. This
well,
is
those
hell.
Aren't people who are trying to resolve the disparities,
okay.
Then, is it?
No, they're not. Well, definitely.
Then let's address this.
And it doesn't necessarily mean, pandemic stuff. This goes all the way back to...
Yeah, but he's talking about pandemic right
well,
now.
Well, no, it's conspiracy
it's
theories.
All kinds of conspiracy theories. Okay. Like, anti-vaxxers, flat earthers,
right.
All of them.
The condensation trail people.
Listening is the best place to start. The greatest potential to find people who will change is with people who are trying to actually resolve the disparities between what they know, between mainstream scientific knowledge, and what they are seeing, what is just being pounded into their pea brains on social media. Well, all of our pea brains.
You were directing it towards certain pea brains.
That it's really difficult to reason with some of those people.
Some? Well, yeah.
Most.
Of course.
They get this
when
answer.
Beliefs are tied to identity, they can be highly resistant to change.
That's it. When they wrap themselves around it, there's no reasoning with them.
Listen, masks are not political.
I know.
And that's crazy.
No.
They are. Saw a couple articles on that this weekend. They're making masks political.
Masks are, yeah.
Yep, and that drives me crazy. Wear a mask.
It's basically become the anti-MAGA hat.
Right. Yep.
You know.
Wear a mask.
Yeah, over on the, we share a space with a TV station. Mm-hmm. And all the TV people are required to wear masks. Right. So once in a while, I'll encounter a guy in the bathroom, and he's wearing a mask. And I feel badly for not wearing a mask myself. If you know, they want us to wear a mask when we go into that part of the building, I'm more than happy to. I carry
No one's mentioned it to us. No one's told us. No one's said anything.
Yeah,
and
Well, actually, the one guy had the mask a couple weeks ago, he goes, why are you guys still in the building?
Yeah. Well, I think Todd, you're serious about that.
It wouldn't be a news.
What that may be is people who are working from home sometime and working, then they have to, if they come into the building, then they have to wear a mask.
Right.
Like they, I know some of our staff, if they're normally working from home and then they come into the building, I think they've been asked to wear masks then.
Well, we're broadcasting here, so I'm not saying we're special, but we can't talk with masks on. So that's why we don't have one. If I was at my desk in a cubicle somewhere, I'd have a mask on, you know?
I mean, we get questions from emailers. Why aren't you guys working from home? Well, it's a technical thing.
Yeah.
It would cost the company a lot of money to set us up properly. So we take our chances and we come into the studio
every day. And I'm so glad that we sound fine. I mean, you might not like the show, but we sound audibly, that's even a word, whatever.
Audibly.
Audibly, we sound great because I've seen so much crap. I flipped on that stupid... Well, it wasn't stupid because it was a nice thought. The comedy thing last night.
Oh, I didn't even see it.
Yeah,
oh.
it was an hour and a half of comedy from home to raise money. Good thought. But they more than once they went to somebody's place. It was pre-recorded. The audio was sucked. John Lovitz at his piano. Couldn't hear anything he was saying. You know, I just, and then you're seeing more and more. I've heard some radio shows, some national radio shows, where somebody's remotely, some producers in his house, and you hear and then you can't understand it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, so much of that now is all the late night guys are in their bedroom doing bad TV. I read reviews. I don't watch it. I read reviews.
Yeah. I've not seen any of it. I know.
Everything is lesser out there because they want to make it new, and I understand that. We're lucky enough, and I think our audience is kind of lucky too. We're just on shows. This is 9 weeks of the pandemic, and we've been doing live shows. And they sound, you know, audible sound exactly the way they always have. So I think we're lucky that way.
I've noticed technically, SNL seems to be getting better.
It does, but it's still...
Every time, but it's still not the same.
I realize that I like Weekend Update, and I like some of the stuff. Like any skits, some fall flat, some are good. But I think even they're just getting tired of it. It's not overall as funny.
And that was the season finale.
Yes, it was.
Right,
yeah, right, so they're done.
And I'm glad they did it.
And they did have the map behind Michael Che and Colin Jost.
Yeah,
over the weekend.
The last 3 weeks they've been doing that.
They've gotten some better equipment out to them, you know. But I think the first one was mostly just cell phone video.
Yeah, right.
They've gotten some better cameras and stuff.
And there's some stuff that made me laugh, like all SNLs do. I'm just so tired of watching that kind of TV when we have so much other stuff to watch.
Right.
That's actually produced with people in it and cameras and crowds and, you know, that kind of stuff.
I would guess
that's
that
what I want to watch. I don't want to be reminded that we're all still stuck inside.
If you're in Zoom meetings all day,
right,
you probably don't want to watch TV that looks like a Zoom meeting.
Right. Right. Right.
Although the Let Kids Drink
sketch that was great.
On the floor.
That was great. Let Kids Drink. During the pandemic, let kids drink. They were just getting, everybody's holding up martinis and shots. It was great.
Nothing cuter than the kid passed out on the couch surrounded by liquor bottles.
No, I'm saying some of those kids are actually pretty funny.
Oh, that was funny.
But just in general, that would have ran anyway. But in general, they just seem like, okay.
That was 2 minutes worth.
Which one? Let kids drink.
Kids drink.
Oh, yeah. It's very visual.
On that one that A.D. Bryant did with a bunch of animation.
Oh, that was hilarious. That was hilarious.
But that one was pretty elaborate. That
really
took
elaborate,
some work
right?
to yeah, put that took, together.
Yeah, that took some production.
Right. It'll wear you out what you're hauling.
Oh.
Where you back, you do.
What you hauling? Jacob is hauling a Tyson beef load from Sioux City, Iowa to Hutchinson, Kansas.
Yeah.
You guys keep on radio, and I'll keep on trucking.
Yeah, we'll keep on radio.
Yeah, we will.
Stay safe, brother. Stay safe. Be careful out there.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So we can get into this article a little bit at Psychology Today, written by Dr. Joe Pierre. Dr. Joe, the gentleman who is an expert on conspiracy theories and why people are drawn to conspiracy theories.
Here's my problem. Not the guy's article. He's smart. He obviously knows what he's talking about. I was looking at somebody's Facebook page this morning we're familiar with, and they said, please stop believing this plandemic dumbass chick. She's been fake, and we all know it's crap. The second person on there, obviously one of these people's friends, said, well, why can't we just make our own decisions? So I said, okay, I'm out.
Well, you can.
But their decisions will harm people if they say this chick's real.
Well, here's why. Here's the answer to that question.
Right.
You have to use facts.
Yep.
Yeah, actually make up your own mind in a reasonable fashion.
But they're not.
And if you are not using facts,
That is when
you run into trouble.
Right.
And that's the problem with this, what's it called?
Plandemic.
That's the problem with that. It's not using facts. Yeah. You can make up your own mind, but if you are using facts,
they don't think the video's coming with fake facts. That's the problem.
I understand that.
And I realize you're not in social media, so you don't see this stuff. And
I was aware of this.
I know you're aware of that.
You're not
aware of the comments that you see. You just want to go.
They think
that video is
in fact full of facts.
Yeah.
And if you hit them with other facts, the argument now, Craig, is they can just counter with, well, I don't believe it.
Right.
Okay,
so there's
no discussion.
But the answer to that question that was asked of Mike, of Tyler, was why can't we just make up our own mind, is you have to use facts
to make up your own mind. I would have been so nice. I don't retweet that stuff. I don't put that on my Facebook.
Yeah, but they think the plandemic video is facts. To them,
okay, but you have to convince them that it's not.
Okay. I've tried.
Have you?
Well,
but
there was a situation where, because she's friend of a friend, sent her that plandemic video.
Yeah.
So she was on the phone with Christy talking about it. And she's a smart lady. So I said, put her on.
Mm-hmm.
Put her on for a second. And I explained to this woman that, this woman was put away for falsifying research. Yeah, there's a lot of ulterior motives that go with this woman. I said, watch it again and find out if that stuff doesn't come to the surface. And she did, and she called us back and said, yeah, I guess you're right.
Whoa, that's rare, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's presenting someone with facts.
That's the exception.
That's a totally exception.
But she had an open mind
about it. Like 1 out of 100, you know?
Yeah, I generally just don't even have the energy to even start in because you can have all the facts and most times just be met with no.
Have to have an open mind when it comes to that. And now I'm seeing less and less of that these days. People seek out the answers that they want and they cling to them.
People do dig in their heels.
Yeah.
Digging your heels in on taxes and other crap is different. Digging your heels in on people dying.
Yeah, on things that
people are dying.
Yeah,
this is killing other people.
Potentially dangerous. I wouldn't even say potentially.
It is.
This is dangerous.
No, it's 100% dangerous.
Yeah, they're killing people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Policy is one thing. This is lies.
This is lies, and people are dying. Craig, pick us up, make us feel good. Who got hits in the Deadpool?
Arthur War on this.
That is happening.
Oh, yeah, there's hell on.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I know, but it's all going to get back to politics, right?
No. Yeah. No, it's just how to try to talk to these people.
We have talked about the information that
this person as a friend, so that's why you picked up the phone with this woman. I mean, most people we count on social media, we don't know them personally. So
but Craig can give you a little insight on why people think what they think.
Researchers found that people who believe in conspiracy theories tend to have a greater need for closure, the desire to find an explanation when explanations are lacking. And they also have a greater need to be unique. They're more likely to over-attribute things to hidden forces, purposes, and motives. Now, over half of the U.S. population believes in at least one political or medical conspiracy theory. So, belief in conspiracy theories is a little bit more normal than a lot of us may think.
Well, that would include, like, if you think somebody else was shot Kennedy. That's still out there.
Any number of conspiracy theories are out there.
Yeah, they've been around forever.
And about half of us believe at least one.
Area 51, what have you.
Now, this speaks to a lot of the issues. One result of social media is that expertise is devalued.
Right. The death of expertise. And actually, I heard that coming in this morning, and one guy said it's through the administration now, it's the murder of expertise.
Yes.
And that's so true.
They say it's harder to distinguish between reliable information and misinformation when you're trying to find answers from social media.
The murder of expertise.
Yeah. And I contend that's where a lot of people get their news these days.
Yes. And the nature of search algorithms is such that once you click on something even related to a conspiracy theory, you're more likely to see something else related to a conspiracy theory.
You're just going to get more fuel for your perhaps false argument.
That's why you just search naked nurses, Craig. It's still Nurse Week, right?
It is. We still have a couple more days of that.
Good.
We're all susceptible to the tendency to reinforce pre-existing beliefs when we look for information.
I wish we had a list of conspiracies, let you know what I think.
Confirmation bias. And we are now living in an era of confirmation bias on steroids.
Yeah, I'm just looking that up. If there was a list of the most widely
believed ones, see if I fall on any of those.
And I've got a list here. It's mostly this says government conspiracy theories, 9/11.
I don't believe that.
Area 51.
I don't know what's there, but I don't necessarily think there's animals walking around it from outer space either.
Yeah, so. You never know. MLK's assassination was a government plot. I don't think I'd ever heard that one.
No, I'm not familiar with that one.
Chemtrails.
Okay, let me tell you the chemtrails. Let me tell you what the deal with the condensation trails is.
I don't believe it.
It has everything to do with the humidity whatever level the plane is flying.
This one's one of the more freaky ones.
Yeah.
They think we're being, gassed?
Yeah. Of some sort, yeah.
That one, I heard that years ago. I said, you guys are dumb.
But sometimes the air at 30,000 feet is more humid than the air above it and the air below it.
That's science, Craig.
That's
I don't believe it.
Condensation trails. It's simply the matter of humidity in the atmosphere.
And be careful of this. Conspiracy beliefs are often rooted in a lack of trust in institutions. So when someone tells you that you should not trust, say, I don't know, the FBI, the CIA, any of our intelligence services, look out for that person.
The media, the government, nobody trusts any of those anymore.
Right. Conspiracy beliefs often rooted in a lack of institution.
They don't. They trust Trump.
Yeah, but there's
that's
other
the
people.
Government to them.
There's other people in the government.
Oh,
so
that's right. The FBI.
Yeah.
The deep state.
The deep state. People
they
working
don't
their ass
trust
off.
The All government that. In general.
Give me a couple more, puss.
Right. And they've been taught not to trust the media, but apparently they can trust Susie from Facebook.
Yeah, most of these are pretty, you've heard it. Vaccines do more harm than good.
No, they don't.
This one, I don't think I'd heard. CIA created AIDS to wipe out gays and blacks.
Around. You were too young.
I don't remember that one.
Ask your mom. She'd remember that.
Moon landing was fake.
Yeah, that's still
heard that one.
Yeah.
FDR knew Pearl Harbor was going to happen.
We've heard that one.
I just heard about that one yesterday. I don't know the story behind that.
FEMA concentration camps will imprison anti-government activists.
Yeah, we knew that one.
Okay, you read more than I do, Craig.
No. We actually talked about that. They had closed three Walmarts down in Texas.
Oh,
during
yeah.
the Obama yeah. administration.
Oh, yeah. That didn't happen, right?
You hey, don't know.
You're my favorite one. How about we should ask the guy that carries a bazooka to a subway what he thinks. All right.
Well, he probably believes in this last one.
He believes in all of them.
The number one is the New World Order bent on global domination.
That's right.
A bazooka to a subway.
Of all of those,
a bazooka.
Of all of those, maybe I'll give you Area 51. If I had to buy into one, it's probably Area 51.
The only reason I don't buy into that is because somebody that was worked there would have told somebody.
I saw
a monster.
I'm not saying I do believe in it, but gun to head, if you made me pick one.
Gun to head. How about bazooka to head?
Area 51.
I got one in the car. All right, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.